All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't like your tone, if I'm being honest.
You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
Sad.
Yeah.
Forlorn. Jesse's not here.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Did he quit?
Jesse is like... He's like, what is he like? He's
well, you know, okay, so like we just got a kitten.
Okay.
And this kitten, every day when I walk out of my bedroom in the morning, start going down the hallway, down the stairs, it's like coming up and trying to rub up against me. I kick it down the stairs, it runs right back up.
Yeah.
I kick it down the stairs, it runs right back up.
Right.
I don't care how many times I kick this cat down the stairs, it always comes right back up.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like that's Jesse. We've tried to kick him out a couple times. He keeps on coming back.
And there does come a point at which you're like, nah, the cat's not as annoying as it used to be. You know?
Well, I mean,
I kind of miss it just a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if the cat's not there, it's noticeable.
Yeah. It's like, I want to kick a cat and I can't.
Well, that's the thing. It's fun to kick Harrison. But it's more fun to kick Jesse.
Yeah. Jesse also, most people don't realize this, always lands on his feet when he falls.
Yes.
So.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
That's right. And that's Jesse.
He's our Weeble.
And he wobbles.
Things that wobble.
Turns out the show is a percentage, you know, amount
it's
worse.
It's not 30. I was going to say, he's. I was going to say, is he 33% of the show? He's not that. He's not a third of the show.
He's like, you know, like is if there's like a, it's like you're pouring in two solutions that don't do anything together, and then you drip one thing on top, and it makes it explode.
He's the drip.
He's the drip. Like we're the we're the majority of
he's that
the content,
nagging drip,
but he's the drip that makes everything that brings the life.
Yes. Right.
And so it
accelerates from a PG to a PG-13.
So we're
going
to do what we can to actually make sure he can make it to the show next time. So
yes, we'll let him pick the time.
We thought we would like it better when he wasn't here.
Turns out it's not quite as good.
Yeah. It's like when you move out of your house
when
you're 18, 19 years old or whatever, and you're like, freedom. And then one day you're home, you're like, you know, I don't know.
I kind of had it pretty good before.
Yeah, I had it pretty good before. So anyway.
So shout out to Jesse.
Jesse, we miss you.
Yeah.
Please come back home.
Yeah.
You know, we're sorry. We should have treated you better.
And, well, it turns out, so I almost had a guest lined up for the show.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the thing. I didn't want Jesse to embarrass us. So we kind of made the last minute plan to schedule it for a time we knew he wasn't going to be here.
Sure.
So I met a guy from Liverpool, England. And he's quite animated. And it would have been a fun interview. So I'm still trying to work out some details. It might not happen this week, but maybe 6 months down the road. He's swinging through town. He lives in Chicago.
I'm a big fan. I want to go to Liverpool one day.
I do too.
To watch. I'd like to go to Liverpool to watch Everton play Liverpool.
Oh, in a massive game,
in a
right?
Liverpool derby.
Yeah.
And then listen to some Beatles music while I'm there. Visit all the sights.
Are you drinking tea?
I want to go to. Of course, I'm drinking tea. And I want to go to, you know, like. Eleanor Rigby's grave site. I want to see all the sites. You know?
Right. So he's from the area. He was telling me today that his girlfriend went to Ireland over St. Patrick's Day. And she thought, from Chicago.
Sure.
So she thought she's going to go over there and there's going to be this massive party. Turns out she shows up and it's a religious holiday.
Yeah.
They don't drink on St. Patrick's Day. Mm. It's like the only day of the year they don't drink.
Which is the not... as true in Chicago.
It's the opposite. Well, I mean, they always drink in Chicago, but
And in Ireland, apparently, except for one day.
Except for one day. So I thought that was interesting. He told me some other stories, but I want to kind of put it on the back burner because if he ever does show up,
sure,
it's great.
Right.
So I don't know. But the chances of that happening are pretty low, but we'll see
what happens. I tend to mimic when I'm hearing people and I become that person.
So you might be British.
Yeah. So by the end of the episode, I might be talking like one of the Beatles or something. You know, I've been watching the Beatles documentary a lot lately.
Yeah.
On the Peter Jackson Beatles documentary, which is just them talking a lot. And George just left the band. He was upset. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. You're not picking any of my songs. You're not listening to my advice. And, you know, and he's like, you know, he leaves. And so it's like, what's going to happen? So that's where I'm at right
now. In the cartoon movie Dumbo, the vultures sound like the Beatles. Is that right?
No. They sound like a 50s Motown group. Well, I think I've seen about everything until I see an elephant fly.
Those are the Crows.
Oh, what are you talking about?
There's some vultures in a cartoon, and they're really dopey, and they got the goofy hair.
I don't remember the vultures. I remember the Crows.
Maybe it's Jungle Book. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Okay, well.
The Beatles are a big deal, though.
The biggest.
Something so. All right, Jason, what do you want to talk about today?
I saw an interesting video. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I've seen interesting videos.
This one's quite interesting. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go to...
I feel
to...
like we all see more interesting videos than we ever saw before.
That is true. Mm-hmm. We used to have to watch America's Funniest Videos with Bob Saget.
I actually... We've got laughs from coast to coast to make you smile. I love that. What was that? Sunday night?
Sunday night, like 7 o'clock.
Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
I mean, just, yeah.
When you hear that music starting, I mean, you're running to the living room and you slide in and you're just like, Bob Saget, entertain me.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Dead now.
No longer with us because he got the shot.
Well, I don't think that's why.
I think it is.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we can say that.
I can say it.
You can say it, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. There's a great video. I forgot what I was talking about.
You're the Alex Jones guy, right?
I am. I just don't want to be booted off every platform.
Well, Alex Jones was on YouTube this week.
He was on Crowder Show.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Levi watched it, gave me the rundown.
Okay.
So.
I love Alex Jones.
Levi does too.
Yeah.
Big fan now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm going to have some conversations with them.
You know.
I got some stuff to say.
So what are you talking about?
There's a great video.
Oh, yes.
And you have to find it on YouTube or Facebook. I've seen it in a couple different places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a short clip. It's at a Yankees and Mets game. And it's being filmed from a fan filming another fan about two or three rows up and sitting at the end.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has a beer in one hand, and he's got a hot dog in another hand.
Okay. I think I might know what you're talking about.
He takes the hot dog.
Uh-huh.
He pierces it with a straw.
I have seen this video.
He ejects the middle part of the hot dog.
He creates a hole, a tunnel through the hot dog.
The size of the straw.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the center of the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then he plucks it out.
Yeah.
And then he takes this hot dog with the hole, you know, going down through it, and puts it in his beer.
Yeah,
and starts drinking beer and from a hot dog straw.
Seemingly, watching the video, seems like no one is
concerned over this at all.
No one's concerned over that. And as far as I don't think he knows anyone's filming him.
No.
He seems to be doing this for his own personal amusement.
Is that the first time he's ever done that?
No.
No, no. He does that every time,
right? He was good at it. Right?
You know how hard it is to pluck?
Most people would like kind of break it through halfway and they wouldn't be able to pull that off. He has done that before.
I want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I grill out, I'm doing it.
A hot dog straw.
A hot dog
straw.
Sounds
disgusting to me.
I think there's some variables.
Sure.
Like a Nathan's hot dog over a grill. That's a premium dog.
Okay.
And then you got a drink that pairs with it nicely.
Uh-huh. Maybe a...
I don't think you want to drink milk out of hot dog straw.
Maybe a bratwurst would be better.
That would be fine, too. Anything in a dog form.
Have you ever made a straw out of something that wasn't a straw?
You know, I feel like... I've had the paper straws like at Sonic.
Those are the worst.
The worst. Mm-hmm. I hate paper straws.
Agreed.
I feel like I have.
I feel like I have, too.
but I couldn't tell you what that is. Neither I feel like celery.
Celery?
It's only, got like a groove in it. It's a tunnel. But if you put two of them together.
Okay. Have you done that though?
I feel like I may have.
All right. Fair enough.
I think you could get some stuff out of that. Mm-hmm. If you put two celery sticks side by side.
Mm-hmm. So that's your thing? You saw a funny video?
I saw
this a funny video. This is what video. We've come to.
I saw a funny video.
You saw a funny video.
And you got to watch it.
And I mean,
the well, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I saw this funny video. Did you see this
don't
other video?
Don't you hate
video?
That guy?
I hate that guy.
That guy's the worst. All right. Well, I got real stuff to talk about.
No, I got real stuff too. I just...
I got an idea, and then I want to I want to give you a hypothetical situation for you to answer. First of all, I was eating chips yesterday, as you do.
Kettle?
No, I wish. I don't know why anybody buys non-kettle chips.
Kettle
What's
chips
the point?
Kettle chips are the best.
They're there, yeah. Right? It's not like, you know, but right. We get regular Lays.
Oh, are they like ridges?
No, not ridges. Oh. They're salt and vinegar.
Oh, I love salt and vinegar.
Which improves it. But yeah. You know what? They make kettle versions of salt and vinegar that are superior.
Correct.
So I don't know why we never... I know why. The reason is because those are the kind of chips that Levi liked. But he's not around anymore, so I don't know why we're getting them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want them to make a bag of chips that every chip is folded over. You know how you get a chip and it's like folded and it's
like in half.
Yes, in half.
Okay.
And it's
like a wedge almost.
Yes, it's a better dipping chip.
Oh,
when it's folded like
I agree.
And I want them to figure out a way to make it so that every chip in the bag is that folded over.
Well, first of all, a kettle chip is a great dipper.
So which is one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why the kettle chip is the superior chip.
Especially
to the other
for
chips,
dipping.
Because it's a great dipping chip.
And then any chip with ridges is going to be...
I love a ridges.
It's going to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? More dip per chip.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want more
dip
per chip?
And I'm more of a scooper than I am a dipper.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't dip much. Sometimes I'll dip a tortilla chip in salsa if it's very spicy salsa and I just want to get the essence of the salsa.
Or if the salsa is really, really runny.
But I rarely dip. Maybe I dip things in ranch... I'll do that.
Yeah.
But not chips.
Yeah.
Chips, I'm more scooping.
But even the ranch, you're doing a swirl and
it's a swirl and a, you know, kind of a thing. But
Mm-hmm. So you're eating kettle chips and you want half a chip?
I want every chip to be a full chip, but I want it to be folded.
That's your thing?
Yes, it's just an idea I had. It's not my only thing.
I thought you said you had something really good.
I do have something really good. Here's my thing that's really good.
Okay. Because I've got good things,
Pick
too.
A movie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Got it.
A movie.
Like any random movie.
And then you get to keep one...
Wait, before you go any further, let me tell you the movie. Because you said, think of a movie. I've got a movie.
Sure, let's do it that way.
The Patriot.
All right, and then take one character in that movie.
Mel Gibson.
And then replace all of the actors with Muppets.
Oh,
it's pretty great, don't you think?
So he's killing lots
he's just
of Muppets.
Murdering Muppets. I like Braveheart, actually, that.
Yeah.
I think a bunch of Muppets like charging you know, towards one another with Mel Gibson right in the middle of
Gladiator?
Them. Russell Crowe? Gladiator would work.
Are you not entertained after he decapitates a Muppet?
Yeah. I think that would be good. Can you think of other good movies?
So listen, lots of Muppet movies are interactive with humans, real people. Mm-hmm. Like Muppet Treasure Island is... I like it. It's pretty good.
So like Pirates of the Caribbean, we've already kind of seen it that way.
It's called
Muppet Treasure Island.
Muppet Treasure Island.
I'm going to say this right now. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to get in hot water for this.
Okay.
I already said that, you know, somebody died because they got the shot.
Yeah.
So we're already banished. But another controversial opinion.
Tim Curry, Mount Rushmore, underrated actors.
Tim Curry's fantastic.
He's the
best.
I
love Tim Curry.
Is anybody better than Tim Curry?
Well, yes, but he's great.
Yeah, but he's unrecognized as a superior actor.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not recognized more.
He's fantastic. And he's a fantastic audiobook guy.
For me, he's in the same vein as John Malkovich. I'd put him in that same category. I'd put Christopher Walken in that category.
He gets a lot of praise.
He does now.
Yeah.
But there's a specific kind of actor that he is just himself.
Yeah.
And he's just so good at being himself.
And the final one is Owen Wilson.
I was going to say Jeff Goldblum.
No. I love Jeff Goldblum.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
He's overplayed.
So
life will find a way.
Here's my controversial opinion.
Go for it. Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
One of the most overrated movies of all time.
Franchise or movie?
All of it.
Okay, listen, the first one is pretty good.
The first one's fine.
No, it's a solid B+. It's above average.
Okay.
When you take the whole
talk about it like it's an A+.
Okay, the problem is,
and people love that franchise.
The problem is they redo the same scenes in every movie. The music, the whimsical, fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah, well, it's all right. It's not actually a great soundtrack to listen to because it's so intense.
But it fits the movie.
But it's effective.
Yeah.
It's a very overrated movie.
Mount Rushmore of Johnny Depp movies.
Oh, jeez. I'm not the biggest Johnny Depp fan. 21 Jump Street.
That's a TV series, but I'll count it.
Okay.
Edward Scissorhands.
I'm not the biggest fan of his Willy Wonka.
No, no. But Pirates belongs on it.
I guess.
Iconic. Super iconic.
As far as iconic goes.
Yeah, you get one more.
So we got Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. 21 Jump Street. Pirates of the Caribbean. He's been in a ton of things.
He has been in a lot of things, and I can't think of anything.
I really like him in the new Alice. He's a Mad Hatter. I love him in that.
Yeah.
We'll count it.
I feel like Johnny Depp's overrated.
Maybe.
People love him.
I like him a lot.
Why? Just because he's weird. Anybody can be weird.
Well, you combine... I think
that's why people like him, because he's like weird.
No, I don't like the weird. You combine Johnny Depp with a Danny Elfman soundtrack, you've got gold.
Yeah, every Johnny Depp movie has a Danny. They're like, they travel in pairs. They come together.
And it's gold.
A package deal. It's fine. Danny Elfman also slightly overrated.
Is he?
I don't know. Do you want to pick another movie in which you can... Okay.
So now I know that. Now I know the background.
I
that
feel might like Monty things. Python and the Holy Grail would be great.
Oh, that would be...
I don't know which actor I'd keep. Maybe Arthur, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you need the lead.
Yeah.
You know, surrounded by a bunch of chaos. Mm-hmm. There'd be... Yeah.
It'd be great.
It would be great.
Actually, it would be fantastic.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I don't know who you keep, though.
Jim Carrey?
I guess. And then everyone else is...
It changes the movie.
It changes it drastically. I think the best one so far is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That's the one that would work the best.
Star Wars?
Who do you keep? Luke Skywalker?
Probably. Or Luke and Leia are both Muppets. Maybe keep Darth Vader?
But you can't even see him, so...
That's true.
He might as well be a Muppet.
That's true. Lord of the Rings?
Once again, I don't know who you keep. It's the cast is so diverse. I guess you keep Frodo.
You keep Frodo.
But I feel like I want all the hobbits to be Muppets.
Yeah. Gandalf?
Maybe you keep Gandalf.
That makes sense, actually. It's pretty good. I like that.
All right.
Okay, so...
I told you I had good stuff, and that's not my only good thing. I got a whole other good thing.
It's good. Okay, mm-hmm. So...
I actually have a great thing. Top 10 thing of all time that we've
talked about.
I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Okay, we'll save it for...
Sure.
After my thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not gonna show you up. I'm not going to try to up you one.
Okay.
I'm just going to do the thing.
Do it.
Who would you like to have dinner with... Celebrity-wise, someone famous. It could be an athlete. Mm-hmm. It could be a movie star, singer, rock star, whatever.
Living. Okay.
Because there's going to be a follow-up question.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a tricky one because I feel like partially I would be self-serving in this instance. Does the person want to sit down with me?
And, okay, so this person has like a 3-hour window.
Uh-huh.
You're going to sit down and have dinner with them and talk about, he'll be open.
And they're excited about it. Like, they're not going to be like, ugh, when can I get over? When can I get
no,
this?
It's he's going to be involved.
They're amiable.
It's like make a wish, like you're dying of cancer.
Uh-huh.
And like, he's going to get 3 hours with you.
Okay.
And then you're probably going to die.
All right, I'll take it. I would probably go with Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, that's a great example. Okay, now here's a follow-up question. Let's say Jerry Seinfeld is in Cleveland.
Okay.
Okay, which is not far. What, two and a half hours?
He's been to Cleveland before.
Two and a half hours. Mm-hmm. You've got a busy day on Friday.
Okay.
Okay, this is a Thursday night dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to drive to Cleveland to have dinner with Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Chicago is about 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
Would you drive to Chicago and have dinner mm-hmm. with Jerry on a Thursday night?
Yeah.
You've got a busy Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Would you drive to St. Louis?
Yes.
Would you drive to Kansas City?
I mean, here's the thing.
You've got a busy day on Friday.
I got to be back on Friday.
Yes,
I
can't call off. No, you can't call off.
But I could it. But I could.
How far? Okay, so how far mm-hmm. are you willing to drive to meet Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, in the scenario that you've set up,
there is a timetable.
Presupposes.
Okay, let's say you don't have to be back on Friday.
Okay, I can take Friday off.
You could take Friday off, but you have to be back Saturday.
Okay, but I got to be back Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And you're driving. You're not flying.
Anywhere in the U.S.
You drive 20 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
24 hours.
Yeah.
40 hours.
How often do you get a chance to have dinner with Jerry Seinfeld?
Like, I don't
never,
know.
Actually. So it doesn't just happen.
There's no distance you would not travel to have dinner with
Jerry. I would say there ain't no mountain high enough. How's that song?
No. Ain't no mountain high yeah. enough.
I was getting mixed up with the song from Follow That Bird. Yeah. Follow That Bird.
Ain't no road.
Because there ain't no road too long.
That's the first movie I saw in the movie theater.
Drive-in movie theater.
No. Marion.
I think you're wrong about that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. You have a better memory than I do.
Aunt Sally took me.
I know. I thought she took us to the drive-in.
No. Our sister sent a text, which you did not respond to. Did you see it?
I was busy, but yeah.
Do you remember our very first phone number at our house?
494-2887.
Yeah. And the next one?
4176.
Yeah.
Was it 494?
Yes. Yeah. Now the area code changed. It started off with 614.
Then it was 740.
Then it was 740.
Which was a real bummer.
It was a real bummer. Mm-hmm. Kids today will never know mm-hmm. the reality of having a home phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It was a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
To give your kid the phone number. Now, in this scenario.
Harrison, you don't know his phone number, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do.
He does. And Gideon does, too.
Okay.
Gideon's friends call me. Can Gideon come over? Because Gideon has them call me to ask.
I see.
Yeah, it's tricky. So,
you got home phone number. People will never know what it's like.
People will never know.
You had your own home phone number.
Yes.
It was a big deal.
Big deal.
You only had the one. You had to memorize it. If you went out somewhere.
I remember what I was going to say. Sorry.
That's all right.
So tell me the etiquette. Teddy brings home a phone number. He's 10.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I really want to go to his house or invite him to our house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What steps do I need to take? It's on a handwritten thing, and you could tell the other kid wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the family. I don't know the parents.
Mm-hmm.
What steps do I need to take to feel comfortable?
Do you know the name at all?
No.
You don't know it. All you have is a phone number and the name of the kid.
Like the first name of the kid. I don't even know the last name. Because I have Facebook searched families before to see if I could find a family.
I'll do that.
Stalk them a little bit, figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I would call the number. I would say that I'm the dad of Teddy, and Teddy and Billy are apparently friends, and they said they wanted to get together.
Yeah.
You know, we're happy to have Billy over at the house sometime if he wants to come over for an afternoon and they can play or whatever. But if you'd feel more comfortable, you know, Teddy, you know, might be able to come over there too. You know, I guess, you know, I guess in that situation, you don't really know that much about the family. So
I know
you don't
nothing.
Just send him over either.
See, that's the problem.
Well, I would say maybe we could meet up one day and at the park or, you know, all the families get together at, you know, whatever, out for pizza or something like that.
That was my go-to.
Yeah.
I said, let's meet at a third-party place.
Yeah. Makes them feel more comfortable.
Bowling, skating, park, something like that.
And then you
that.
Get to know them.
Right.
And they get to know you, and they're like, Billy, you are not going over.
You are
over
never
to
going over to his house. You are not allowed. Because the other thing is, I don't want crazy people to know where I live.
No.
I mean, I tell people all the time, but if this family is legit crazy, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't want to expose Teddy to a situation that I don't want him to.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I went to my friend's house when I was 5. And
first name?
No.
Okay.
And
And, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, sure. We did the code thing where, because it's the kind of thing you did.
Because you have one, you don't have a phone. Mm-hmm. There's no cell phone. You can't text mom. Yeah.
So mom says, if you feel uncomfortable at all, just tell his mom that you need to call home. Call home and say that you're feeling sick and I'll come and get you.
Yes.
And so that's the only time I ever pulled that card.
About 2 hours into it.
I did not care for it. We were playing. He had some cool Star Wars toys, so yeah. That was cool.
It's yeah, like, I mean, never you're five. Seen
these toys before,
yeah.
You know, I don't have any of these. We had like the knockoff, like we had Obi-2 Kenobi, we're like
oh. R2-D3,
like none of these. Everything's off just a little bit, you know. Doesn't work, you know. And
a light up sword.
So yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
It was Dark Vader. It's like even I'm five, and I know that's not right. it was the Millennium Hawk, not the Falcon. None of them were quite right, and so he had all the cool toys.
Yeah,
and so I, you know, and then and I remember his dad like yelled at us because I walked. He was watching Star Trek: The Next Generation. And I walked in front of the TV.
Oh, you can't do that.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And his dad was a big guy, heavy. And he was sitting on the couch and he screamed at me, you know, the kid, get out of here, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not hanging out for this. I don't like this. So
he have the large screen rear projection TV?
Because
that sounds like he would.
Yeah. I think I don't remember.
Okay.
But that,
guy does. That
checks out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he also have fish aquarium?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. There's a certain set of criteria back in the 80s.
Yeah.
If you go to their house and they've got the big screen TV with the rear projection and they have a fish aquarium.
Yeah.
That's a bad family.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I pulled that card and I went home and, you know, and I knew my phone number. I knew how to do it.
Mount Rushmore of toys from when we were little.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have the official one or was it a knockoff?
We had a real one.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. I remember playing that.
I would say...
We had, for Christmas one year, I got like a G.I. Joe airplane.
Like, that was pretty great.
There was like a ship and an airplane and some things like that. G.I. Joe anything, right?
I don't know if they do toy commercials anymore? Because toy commercials used to be great.
They were great.
I always wanted Crossfire.
Crossfire.
You get caught up in a crossfire. Crossfire. I always wanted that so bad.
I did too. Mm-hmm. It looks so much fun. We
didn't have it. The kids were playing and stuff. You know?
Well, like the Matchbox cars, they're like jumping over mountains.
We never had places to play that were that cool either. They had the coolest places to play.
Yeah.
I would say G.I. Joe's, because you said G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe things.
But G.I. Joe things, I would say.
Ninja Turtle things?
For me, it was Ninja Turtle things. It's not even close. I mean, Rock'em Sock'em Robots is right there.
Yeah.
I would say Stretch Armstrong. You don't like Stretch Armstrong?
I don't know if it belongs on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, maybe your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I don't know. The WWF guys were cool.
Oh, the thumb guy. Remember the thumb ones?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Let's make it that.
All right, it's the thumb guys.
Because it was like a thumb war, but with wrestling guys.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's your big thing? Right, or do you want to do Netflix? You want to tease it?
Yeah, we could tease it.
Let's tease it.
I can tease it.
So listen, you got to listen to the Netflix thing.
Because there's something coming up that's going to blow your mind. It's going to like keep you up tonight. You're going to be thinking about it. It's going to, this is going to be tough.
These shows of the walls. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, I watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube or. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
We picked up Discovery Plus. Did I tell you this?
You were thinking about it. And you were praying on it. I remember.
We
did.
We prayed.
Yeah. I remember I'm a part of the prayer chain. And you sent it out and you said, you know, please, you know.
We're seeking open doors.
Yeah. And I said thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts, prayers, and passwords. I'm considering a new Netflix. Thoughts, prayers, and passwords. Thinking of them.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
What?
All right. What do you got?
Discovery. Now, this is an older show, but I've...
Nothing wrong with that. My suggestion is an older show, too.
I fell in love with it again.
My suggestion isn't even widescreen. Is yours?
Maybe the early one's not.
Mm.
They developed into it for sure.
Yeah.
Mythbusters.
I like Mythbusters.
Mythbusters is a great show.
I found Mythbusters when I had the flu, and Discovery Channel was doing a marathon, and I watched it all day, fell in love with it, and then tried to watch every episode. And
there's
it's
like
great. There's
30
a lot.
Seasons of it.
There's a lot.
And there's a ton of them. Yeah. It's so, I mean, surely everybody knows about
it,
right?
I like it pre the other crew.
Yes, yes.
I don't like the other
crew. Well, they had Adam and Jamie, mm-hmm. and then they had the three, Grant, Tori, and...
The chick.
The chick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mythbusters.
I
anything else? Because actually before them, there was like two
I
other...
don't like Grant, Tori, and whoever.
Really?
I don't like those people.
Oh, I like them. I like them a lot.
I don't mind it if they're helping, but I don't like giving them their own myth.
Well, they tried...
They screwed up a lot of things as far as...
Listen, I like them.
Okay, that's fine.
And she's easy on the eyes.
They tried to do their own thing.
It was called White Rabbit on Netflix.
I was a Grant guy, personally.
Dead.
What?
He died. The Asian guy? I'm sorry. I just... I didn't realize you didn't know. He's dead. Not Tori. The Asian guy.
Explosion?
Grant. Explosion. Turns out, myth confirmed. You don't lick the end of a potato gun.
He's really dead?
He's really dead.
How did he die?
The shot. I don't know.
But he is dead.
He's dead for sure. 100%.
That just shatters my entire universe.
I'm sorry.
I liked Grant a lot. He was the only one that I did like of the three.
Well, you can go back and watch him and reminisce.
That's so sad to
me. I'm sorry. Listen, lots of people have died recently. Really? The Queen of England died.
Mm. If it really makes you think, you know, the Queen. If it could happen to her, it could happen to anybody.
It's going to. Eventually. We've determined on the show,
mm-hmm.
everybody dies.
That's, our research has pointed out that everybody dies.
It turns out it was pointed out to me.
We've looked into it.
There's a pretty good chance that both Enoch and Elijah both died too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some conflicting reports there. But I was called out on that. And I have to
admit, are they going to show up again?
Well, as the two witnesses?
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Uh-huh.
But turns out there might be a hole in that.
Really? Theory.
Yeah. Turns out Elijah.
Let's get into it.
Elijah.
Well, everyone, we're going to give you a minute. Open up your Bibles to the book of Revelation.
Okay. We're going to cross-reference Kings and Revelations. Okay. And turns out Elijah.
When I leave, I want to go out like Elijah.
Well, this is the myth that we grew up believing, mm-hmm. that Elijah was caught up by a chariot of fire.
Well, yeah, we believe it because, you know, it's in the Holy Script.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
I just read it at church the other day, too.
Uh-huh.
It was great. Do you know what happens right after that?
That's a great place to read your Bible. It might even be on the Mount Rushmore place.
Do you know what happens the very next story after he's got caught up?
Wait a minute. It has something to do with Elisha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And two bears rip apart 42 kids.
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one.
That is a fun story because they were calling him bald.
Yeah.
They were making fun of the fact that he was bald.
Well, that's not why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, listen, do you want to get into the theological weeds here? No, this is what happened. Uh-huh. So, if you read the text, they're yelling, go up, Baldy, go up.
Yeah.
They were mocking him and his God because they just saw Elijah take it up.
Okay.
And so they said, let's see if you can go up.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if you have that same anointing he has.
And he then calls the bears.
And he couldn't.
And
he said, like, yeah. So then he called a curse upon them.
Why does that mean that Elijah...
She bears came.
Why does that mean that Elijah is not... Like...
So Elijah, directly after that happened,
mm-hmm.
there were... a bunch of men who said, let us go look for him.
Elijah.
Mm-hmm. And they said God probably deposited him on a mountain or in a valley, and he's doing something else.
That's reasonable.
And so they were sent out to look for him, mm-hmm. and they couldn't find him.
Mm.
Well, later on, there's some letters that were written.
Mm-hmm.
possibly by Elijah.
Apocrypha.
So if Elijah wrote some letters post being taken up, it's possible he wasn't taken all the way up, but he was transported somewhere else. So listen, it's not confirmed. I've not studied the scripture 100%.
What's your answer for Enoch?
I think he was taken up. just a, you know, some Bible
for you. Mythbusters should have done that one.
Yes. Plausible.
It had to be, right?
You can't
disprove it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's your Bible lesson for the day.
And your Netflix suggestion of
Mythbusters.
The week is Mythbusters.
Yes. Okay. Lots of myths in the Bible that were probably confirmed, yet to be determined on some of them.
Right.
Yeah. Revelation, there's a lot. Well, depending upon who you talk to, either it's happened or it's yet to happen. It's happening.
Have you talked to my father-in-law about it?
A few times.
He has some strong opinions on it.
I know.
I don't know.
Okay, so listen. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know? Does anybody know?
Some people think they know.
No, they think they know.
Sure.
Lots of people think they know lots of things. Mm. You don't know.
Do you know anything?
I think 9/11 was an inside job. but I don't know that. I don't know that. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. So you can have opinions.
Well, do you think or do you know that Biden stole the election?
I know. Now, here's the thing with that.
Uh-huh.
Is I don't think Biden himself is like rigging the...
He's not smart enough.
No, he's not smart enough.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, he's not the guy.
No joke, guys.
No joke.
I'm not telling a joke here.
There's a guy named Corn Pop.
It's serious, man. Come on.
Come on.
You're sitting around the table with your kids. You're looking them in the eye. No joke. No joke.
Come on, man. If you got a problem for voting for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Yeah. 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 Come on. No joke. We're not getting around here.
Are you a MAGA Republican?
What does that mean?
I don't
to
know.
To you.
It means you want to make America great again.
I'd like to make America great again.
Me too.
If it's in my power, and I don't know that it is. If America could be great again,
I would like for
I'm
that.
I'm all for that.
Yes.
Two thumbs up on America
who
being great.
Who doesn't want America to be great again? Who?
People.
Tell me one person that doesn't want America to be great again.
Those who want a one world government.
Globalist.
Yeah, globalist.
They're the problem.
They're the ones that don't want America to be
great. You know who doesn't want a globalist society?
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin, thank you.
Yeah. Do you know who does?
He's a nationalist.
Zelensky.
Oh.
That guy.
Globalist.
Mark, I think he might be the Antichrist.
This is not going to make any of the platforms. This will get taken. These are all opinions.
Zelensky is the Antichrist, though,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes.
Just as long as we're on the same
listen,
table.
George Soros funded the Antichrist. Uh-huh. His name is Zelensky. Uh-huh. He's in charge of the Ukraine.
He's very good looking, man. I will say that. Don't you think?
I mean, he's no Grant.
He's fetching. Well, he's no Grant. No, but who is? God rest his soul. Gosh.
He's not the Antichrist.
Grant?
I don't think so.
No. I don't even know that Grant died. I got put him in the Elijah category, to be honest with you. Man.
I'm sorry. I hate
tonight,
to break the news to you, but...
I'm just going to be tossing and turning all night. And honey, what's wrong?
Grant.
Grant. He's gone.
What's your Netflix suggestion?
Jason, do you like Phil Hartman?
I did.
Do you like Joe Rogan?
News Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
It's News Radio.
Yeah. Andy Dick.
Do you like Andy Dick?
He got someone killed.
Andy Dick is crazy.
Yeah.
He's good for that role, though.
Yeah.
He was good. I love Dave Foley.
Oh, Dave Foley. Dave Foley. He's fantastic.
Kids in the Hall, underrated.
Yeah. Yes.
Better than much of Saturday Night Live.
I'm officially not an Andy Dick guy. I just want to go on the record for that. I don't like him.
Pauly Shore?
I love Pauly Shore.
All right, okay.
Listen, Pauly Shore over Andy Dick,
I feel
10
like
times out of 10.
Pauly Shore, Andy Dick Venn diagram almost overlaps. Like, I feel like most Pauly Shore guys are Andy Dick guys.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Buddy. Pauly Shore. What a...
Encino Man.
Shore,
Encino Man, right?
Andy Dick and Carrot Top are all, you know...
There's a crossover.
Weird Al Yankovic
are you
is
pro,
somewhere in that,
are
too.
Are you pro or anti-Carrot Top?
I'm anti-Carrot Top.
I am pro-Carrot Top.
Okay.
I think he has more to offer
just
them.
Just enough already for me.
No, he's very funny.
Yeah. I'm not going to say he's not funny. And it's hard to make people laugh, and it's hard to make a living making people laugh.
Well, here's the thing with him. I think he does a – I think he has a Vegas show.
He's too ripped. That's what I don't like.
You want a fat carrot top.
I don't need a fat carrot top.
Just a medium carrot top.
I don't need the muscles. I don't need to look like David Boston when he played for the Arizona Cardinals. You know what I mean?
Roided.
A little too much for me.
So you're saying carrot top uses steroids?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Come on.
Or is it human growth hormone?
He's using something.
Okay. What's your Netflix?
News Radio.
News Radio.
And
what's it found on?
Prime. It's Amazon Prime.
Hey, all the seasons?
All of them. And I really have enjoyed it. I don't think I've watched it since like it was on.
Oh yeah, I haven't either. Is Joe Rogan good?
Yeah, he's a side character.
Yeah.
And they use him well because he just kind of comes in, says a funny line, and leaves.
Yeah.
So he's got a great role where he never has to do any of the heavy lifting.
Right.
He comes in, he's kind of got his own thing. You know, he's the kind of guy who's like, hey, I know a guy that can take care of that for you.
Yeah.
He's quirky, he's funny.
Yeah.
And
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman is a genius. Yeah. I love Phil Hartman. He's so good. He makes me laugh so much. So good on that show. I mean, just so good. Dave Foley's amazing.
Yeah.
They're all great. And, you know, once Phil Hartman died, I believe, if I remember correctly, that John Lovitz took over his spot. And I love John Lovitz. I'm a big fan, you know. Yeah. But not quite the same without.
Have you seen Phil Fat Hartman. Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
He's put on some weight.
He has. But apparently he did something like, and he got applause for it.
I saw him. He stood up. Everybody clapped.
And he was crying. Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, we're so happy for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was either cry or sweat.
I feel like when you're that fat and you sweat more than.
We'll have to ask Jesse next week.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, come back. He's not responded to my text. So he said he was having a problem with the group. He got a new phone. I was like, iPhone? And he's like, no, I'll never get an iPhone.
Oh. That screws up our group text.
And he said he's superior to me in all ways because he got an iPhone. I said you misspelled superior. You misspelled stupider as superior accidentally.
Well, he is the bigger man.
Yeah. So News Radio is good.
Okay, what's your thing?
Here's my thing. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is going to blow your mind. I've been waiting for this. This is such a good scenario. I know you love a scenario.
I love scenarios.
Okay, would you?
Yes.
Okay, here's the scenario. Okay. By consuming in one sitting an entire bottle of ketchup,
okay,
you can jump 0.5% higher than you can now.
Okay, wait, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
I consume an entire bottle of ketchup.
Like an actual big bottle, a little tiny Kroger one, like a big
in
bottle.
In one sitting.
In one sitting, you consume an entire bottle of ketchup, and you can jump 0.5% higher than you can now. But this is repeatable and stackable.
All in one sitting or day after day?
Any day you want.
Okay, so listen.
So once a week.
If I drink ketchup every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
For a year.
You wake up in the morning and just down a bottle of ketchup.
So 50 times, I could increase.
You get up to 25%.
Well, it would compound.
I guess it would compound, yeah.
So but maybe 35%.
Maybe 35%.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I would have for sure.
Yeah.
I would have drank a bottle a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like ketchup.
That's a lot of ketchup.
And why do I want to jump?
This is why.
That's the thing. I don't really care.
But it is appealing that it's stackable. You know,
the stackability is nice.
It's just like, man, if I can just kind of committed to this.
Okay, what if you were 0.5% richer, your bank account? So if you have $100,
that's 0.5% of zero.
6 pence. If you had $100 in your bank account, so 0.5% would be what, 50 cents?
Sure.
So, you know, 50 cents on a Sunday, you drink again on a Monday, that's another like 50.1 cent, right? It's going to add up.
Sure.
50 cents a day for a year, how much would that be?
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician.
Would it be half of 365?
The jumping thing, though, is appealing.
180 bucks?
Because if I just told you, hey, listen, you can jump 35% higher.
So how much ketchup would I have to drink to jump like 15 feet?
How many feet do you think you can jump now?
3.
So you need to like 5 times the amount. Like you need to 500%.
500%. Jumping. So it's like 1,000 bottles of ketchup. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
To jump 15 feet, 1,000 bottles of ketchup.
That's pretty cool to be able to jump 15 feet.
Dude, I might do that. I hate ketchup.
I don't like ketchup.
If it was mustard, all day.
Come on, what are we talking about?
Mayo? Come on.
I do that anyway.
That's why you can't jump 5% more.
Do you think I could jump higher if I didn't eat mayo straight from the jar?
Yeah. For every bottle of mayo that you don't consume, you can jump half.
Sometimes I put a big straw in it, you know.
A hot dog straw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A hot dog straw mayo? Does it get any better than
that? Here's the thing. I love mayonnaise.
I do too.
I'm a huge fan of mayonnaise. But the thought of eating it with a spoon makes me just gag.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with that.
I saw a really heavy girl one time. She was quite large. I can't remember her name. It might have been Angela. Okay.
Let's go with Bertha. That's a good... Has there ever been a thin girl named Bertha? I don't think there has. I mean,
when you're born, maybe.
No, I feel like the baby's fat. Like, we got to go Bertha, right?
We got to go Bertha. Uh-huh. What if it was a preemie? A preemie Bertha. Mm. She was born prematurely, so she was birthed early. She's a Bertha.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Sure. Anyway. Okay,
so listen. There was this large girl. Mm-hmm. And she was concerned that she wasn't getting enough protein in her diet. Mm. And I was probably 16, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. She was like 20. So she was a little bit older than me. And I just remember watching her. And I was sitting in a chair and... We're in like a gymnasium and she was sitting, I don't know, 15, 20 feet away and she couldn't see me. Her back was to me. She's explaining to another girl how she's not getting enough protein. Mm-hmm. And so her remedy, she had an entire bottle, entire jar of peanut butter. And she was eating the peanut butter with a spoon. Mm. She finished that entire jar of peanut butter. I watched her do it.
It's impressive. Because
she said she wasn't getting
that's more appealing than eating mayonnaise straight.
Yeah.
I prefer to be chunky peanut butter.
Come on.
Or chunky mayonnaise.
Could you eat an entire bottle of peanut butter?
Yeah.
In one sitting
with a spoon? I could.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it on purpose. And if I felt like I needed more protein, that's not the way I would go about it.
I know. Listen, I already, you know, the series alone. That's my plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat as much peanut butter as I can.
Yeah.
But that's to put on fat.
Yeah.
So I can survive.
There's a lot of sugar in peanut butter.
Yeah, but it's
assuming she wasn't eating all natural, you know, the kind that you have to stir up. And even then,
so there's so many carbs in it. Yeah, like, it would process the sugar anyways.
Almond butter would work out. Like, all natural almond butter?
She was not doing that. Mm-hmm. She was doing peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
I love chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
Right? It's superior, right?
Yes.
Chunky peanut butter?
Absolutely.
Definitely. I don't remember the last time I had it because my kids don't like it.
Oh, see, like we buy both. Mm. The blue label's a chunky, the red label's a creamy. I'll take an
extra chunky.
I would too. Mm-hmm. I feel like the chunky peanut butter is not salty enough.
Mm.
I would put a little salt. I'd like to add some salt to that. Makes it nice. We did s'mores the other night.
Uh-huh.
Reese peanut butter cup on a s'more.
That's pretty good.
Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's where it's at.
It is superior.
Well, it's got your chocolate and your peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done an Almond Joy? That's pretty good.
No. That's now I have to? Mm-hmm. With the basically nut? Or would you Mounds?
Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
I understand. Because would you rather do...
Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Would you rather... Which
because...
Which one would you rather do? Almond Joy
or Mounds? I want the nut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it... What was your thing?
The stackable jumping.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. High school, 100%.
Uh-huh.
Today, I don't think so.
I agree.
Now, if that was a thing in real life, Teddy could jump 15 feet.
Because he likes ketchup. Oh. But that's the thing. You can't just have it. Like, you have to eat only ketchup.
Oh, I gotcha. In one setting.
You can't, like, use, like,
the amount of ketchup they put on French fries and tater tots and chicken nuggets. We went through the drive-thru at Wendy's the other day. Mm-hmm. Gus got a bacon double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Great. I love it.
Sure.
Teddy wanted to explore into other foods and got the crispy chicken.
Okay.
I like a crispy chicken.
Who doesn't like a crispy chicken?
I said, do you want it plain? Because I know he probably doesn't want the mayo and lettuce, you know. He goes, no, I want it with ketchup.
No.
He got a crispy chicken sandwich with ketchup.
My answer is no.
No.
To that.
No. Well, I did.
Yeah.
I could let him eat it. I figure he'll grow out of it. I grew out of the ketchup phase.
Yeah.
Listen.
I was never
there's no the adult. Phase. No adult should only have ketchup on a sandwich.
I know. I don't respect you.
No.
If that's you.
No. The answer is mustard or mayo. Mm-hmm. Both. Those are your... Listen, if you have a choice for both, you go both.
If you can.
Yeah.
We, every once in a while, my wife and I, we go to Easton. the mall area. There's a really good coffee shop there.
Yeah.
And I like the coffee there a lot. And by the coffee shop, I don't know if you, when's the last time you were out in Easton?
Never.
Okay. There is this structure that's built, and it has these swings on it. And they're very, like, this, the chains that go up to the top are very long. And they're like bench, like wooden bench swings where two people can sit on it.
Yeah.
And there are one, two, three, four, and then there's another one. So there's eight of them. And I mean, the chains go up like 15 feet. And so it's that kind of thing. Yeah. Right. And it's just out there. There's like a lawn area where you can sit on the swing and kind of go back and
forth. I don't think we're recording audio anymore.
When did that stop?
7 minutes ago.
Shoot. Why?
I don't know. I just said it stopped. I don't see any more. Like minutes on the SD card.
Well, thing. Okay, let's finish this. Because it might be recording there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it should be recording here.
But we won't have audio?
No, we should.
It'll be from the camera, not the microphone.
Well, anyway, she likes the swings.
Okay, let's, yeah.
And I don't.
Okay.
And I feel silly being on them.
Because so you're an adult.
Do it by yourself.
Yeah.
So she goes on the swing by herself.
Okay. Well, let's end it.
It was the whole thing.
Let's end the show.
Kind of ruined it.
Yeah. There. I'm glad you spoke up.
Killjoy.
We'll see, have to see what happens with this.
I mean, he could have just let us believe for another 60 seconds.
I know. Now it's a complete bummer. Because I feel like the best thing we did was last 7 minutes.
Well, it's the catch-up thing. It's pretty good.
That was the whole thing. The whole show. We teased it. So, yeah, thanks a lot, Jesse.
Stick on the ice. Blue sweats.
Sip, sip.
Good dog.
Spoken.